It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You may have searched online in the last couple days for information about the death of Osama bin Laden. Unfortunately, creeps who spread malware and viruses know that people are curious, and they are trying to trap you. Click on the wrong link, you could be served up fake antivirus software. Looks like it's protecting you, actually infecting you. Paul Roberts is editor of ThreatPost.com, the news blog for Kaspersky Labs. He says any bin Laden-related search term could bring you a poisoned link.
Videos of his capture, videos of his body, pictures of his body, stories relating to the events around the operation, anything really that you would be curious about would potentially be things that could lead to malicious content.
How can I spot something that is fishy?
It's very difficult to spot it as a user, particularly if you're looking at a page of search results, most of which are completely legitimate and a couple of which may not be. Google, Bing, Yahoo, these days all do a very good job of weeding out obviously malicious links and will often put warnings or text underneath the link if they're not sure. So this, you know, maybe this is a potentially malicious link. But then just, you know, use a little bit of common sense. Don't just click immediately on the gory image of bin Laden's face. You know, tame that reptile part of your brain and don't click immediately, but take a second to look at the URL that it's pointing to. And if it's not a known reputable site, then you definitely need to use caution.
So that's what's happening with search results. Let's turn over to Facebook. What's happening on Facebook?
What the Kaspersky Research Labs have seen are ads that link to a page about the bin Laden capture, and if you go to that page, it's going to say, okay, well, if you want to see the video, you know, fill in some information about yourself, your name, your email address, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really kind of harvesting personal information with the promise of this viral video of the capture or of his body or something. And then, of course, when you do that, you actually just get redirected to another page that wants more information from you.
Paul Roberts of ThreatPost.com. He says the best thing you could do, we've said it before, keep your antivirus software up to date. I first learned of Osama bin Laden's death as a rumor on Twitter. Turned out to be true. Twitter is where I also learned bin Laden had been killed weeks ago by a drone aircraft. That part, not true. So I was skeptical the next morning when I began seeing articles praising Twitter for being first on the scene and the vanguard of the new journalism. Someone compared it to CNN and the first Gulf War. Look, I love Twitter. I use it all the time. But it's not CNN. CNN is a cable channel. Twitter is millions of people running their own tiny cable channels, and you can watch them all at the same time. It's fast and sometimes right and sometimes wrong and often repetitive. It's bits of data, never forming a whole story. For a whole story, try the Wikipedia page titled Death of Osama bin Laden. I started reading it Monday morning. I've been back many times since. Wikipedia gets slammed sometimes for being unreliable and a place where any Yahoo can alter reality to anything they like. And that's probably the case on some pages. But for big stories like this, the information is extensive, detailed, and meticulously sourced and edited. Unlike articles from a lot of media outlets, it doesn't give you backstory on bin Laden. There are links for that. Doesn't give you political analysis, just details. And more details as they become available. In terms of covering a breaking story, this was not Twitter's moment. It was Wikipedia's. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.